Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to try to finish off briefly the inyan that we began on Sunday, which is really quite complex. First of all, we had a problem understanding the Mishnah before we got to the Gemara. The Mishnah alone, Rabbi Kiva seems to say, Shalti is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Beis HaMelachas Harbe, B'Shabos is Harbe, Mei Melacha Achas, Pelam Achas Mau. So he seemed to ask him two questions, which ultimately the Gemara brings down such a tzad that there's two shailas he had. One shaila was, if you do a lot of melachas, they're all toldos of one av. Do we treat it like many others, or do we treat it like one? If somebody on Shabbos, Pelam Achas, does many melachas, he brings a separate chatas for each one. If he does the same melacha redundantly, he does ktsira, 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 ktsira. As long as it's ba'alam or achas, he's only chayv one. So l'chayr Rebbe Kiva has a shayla whether toilodos are machalkos. The fact that each told is its own separate department, even though they're all branches off the Av, do we say that it's one melacha, l'gabi yachatas, or do we say it's many melachas? That's one shayla he has. The second shayla he says, b'shabos es harbe. Melacha es harbe, b'shabos es harbe, mei melachachas. So the Gemara right away says, my komi boile. The Gemara goes to, tarti komi boile. Omarov omoberav, tarti komi boile. Shabos es, one shayla he had was shabos es keguf and damien. And then he had a shayla of lodi melachas ki melachas damin eloi. That's the Gemara. And on this, the Gemara is a lengthy Gemara, going back and forth. Zdoin Shabbos, Shigas Shabbos, Zdoin Melachas, Shigas Melachas. Hagan se shtigl teher. Yomim shebena time havi yidiyah. Do we treat the days in between one Shabbos and the other like knowledge? Or we don't treat them like knowledge, like you found that in the middle. Anyway, so we had, I'm going to break it up now to two parts, what our difficulty was, even though we had many more difficulties. We'll make it into Rosh Hashanah, and we'll make everything into an Av. Number one, we were bothered Pshat and Mishnah. We didn't understand the Mishnah. Because Rebbe Kiva seems to be having a conceptual Shaila, whether multiple Toldos are like one Av or not. If it's like one av, you chayev one chatos. If it's not like one av, you chayev many chatos. That's number one. And then he had another shaila, at least simply the way it reads, whether each Shabbos is treated as a separate department. That means even l'chayre, that would be even if you did the same halacha every Shabbos, ktsira, 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 you'll still bring a separate chatos for each Shabbos, because each Shabbos is a separate entity. Either because we look at Shabbos as a guf, chaluk, or because we look at the days in between as a yediyah. However it is, we look at each Shabbos as a separate entity. Those are his two shaylas. But he knew for sure that if you did the same halacha, redundantly, the same Shabbos, you'll only be chayiv one. That was not Rebbe Kiva's shayla. And even the Gemara earlier said that even Rebbe Elazar held that way. By Kotzer v'Kotzer. The Gemara had a discussion earlier. Okay, so right away when we learn the Mishnah, we have difficulty understanding what is Rebbe Elazar's Dimyan Tanida. Rebbe Elazar answers Rebbe Akiva. He told him, Oma Aloi, Chayiv al Kolachas v'achas, Mikal v'choyim v'minida. Ma nida she'en bo toitzoy sarbe, chatoy sarbe, Chayiv al Kolachas v'achas, Shabbos sheik, but it's a harbe, it's a harbe, and it's a chayv al-kolachas. Sounds like French. What's his answer? Forgetting that we don't understand what this teitzos harbe is, what does it even mean? Has a lot of, always Rashi says, has a lot of, what does that have to do with anything? Okay, whatever. Let's make believe we understand it. Let's, for the time being, we'll make believe we understand that teitzos harbe is a chumr. Because has a lot of melochas, what does that have to do with anything? His shayla was mei meloch achas. His shayla wasn't if you do many malachas. His shayla was if you do toldos of one malach, not if you do many malachas. So, and Teitzos Harbe, Rashi says, the Teitzos Harbe in Yonam Harbe, going Shabbos, the Iko Ovis malachas. You have the obvious and you have the toldos. You have many things. Why would that be a reason why you chayev many chatois? The same av, if you do 1,000 times, you only chayev one. And if you do an many obvious, you chayev each one separately. And here Rabbi Akiva had a shayla. How do we treat a tolda? Is it like an av? It seems to be a very basic shayla, yes. Is many toldos like an av? Or is many toldos like separate obvious? Okay? So now Rabbi Lezer tells him, somebody lives with five nidus, even though it's not Tetzaris Habit, it's only a Sabir. It's Chayiv al Kalachas Machas. Okay, so that's a Kufan Chalukas. Over there, you Chayiv, even though you're doing the same Bia again and again and again. So what's Rabbi Lezer's Dimian? Over there, if you live with the Nida, when you live with one Nida 20 times, you only Chayiv one, right? But if you live with 20 nidos, you chayiv al kol biyu biyu because guf and chalukas. Okay. By Shabbos, we know that if you cut and cut and cut and cut and cut and cut, you potter. You only bring one chatas. So what do you see from nidah? Nidah is different than Shabbos. If nidah and Shabbos were the same, Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have asked his shayla. The reason why Rabbi Akiva asked his shayla is because Shabbos has a halacha that nidah doesn't have. By Shabbos, if you cut over here and over here and over here, you chayv only one, if it's Bahalamachas. And by Yenidah, if you live with five Nidahs, Rabbi Akiva knew that also. He didn't need to come to Rabbi Lezer. That's proof of why Rabbi Akiva had a Shaila. The reason why Rabbi Akiva had a Shaila was because Shabbos, if you cut and cut and cut, you only chayv one. So how do we treat if you did toilodes of Ksira? You did Ktira and Betzira, and you did a bunch of Torahs, even though the Rambam counts all those others. But right? See, how do we treat it? So what's this Kavul Chaymer from Nida? That's it's a hair-raising issue. And then we were trying to understand this whole thing with Zdoin Melachas and Shigas Melachas that the Gemara discusses, and Shigas Shabbos and Zdoin Melachas, all of that. We're trying to make sense of that also. And that also we have very big difficulty making sense. I mean, the shitchis of the reading of Gar Gemara sounds like the Menchas Chinuch. Because the Gemara brings it down by Shigigas Melachas. It's doing Shabbos, Shigigas Melachas. But it seemed to be that the Gemara and Shabbos seemed to say that it depends. If you did the Melachas on one Shabbos, you did 39 Melachas because you forgot it was Shabbos, then you only bring one Chattas. Right? But if you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know about the malachas, then you bring 39 separate karbonis for each malacha malach. That was the Gemara. That was the Mishnah. And the Gemara brings down achashein hena, hena shein achas, that is psukim. And if you had zdoin Shabbos, shigas malachas, you bring 39 karbonis. And if you had shigas Shabbos, zdoin malachas, then you bring what I just say? Shigas Shabbos day malachas, then you bring one. So, we already outruled the simplistic way to learn. Simplistic way to learn was, a person is chayiv based on shkoga, like we had in the beginning of our mesecht. So we look at how many mistakes you made. Because the chatas is coming because of the shkoga. Right? The chatas is coming because of the mistake. So l'maisa, the simple way to learn is, you made one mistake. If you forgot it was Shabbos, you only made one mistake. Rather, because of that mistake, you did 39 malachas. But you only made one mistake. Now that's why you only bring one chattas. Mashen kein, if you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot about the malachas, you made 39 mistakes. So now you bring, for each mistake, you bring another chattas. But we prove that all from the Rambam. Here the Rambam zaklonish doesn't. The Rambam says that if a woman made a mistake, she didn't know that she was an Eishes Ish. She didn't know that she thought her husband died. The Rambam says clearly that she brings one chatas for every relationship. And if she was with five different people, she brings five chatas. Why? It's one mistake. It's exactly like Zdoin Melachas. Zdoin Melachas is Shigigas Shabbos. What's the halacha? One chatas. A simple pshat is because you made one mistake. The Isha also only made one mistake. Her mistake was that she thought that she was not an Eishes Ish. And still the Rambam paskens even Hilchos Shgogos, he says clearly. The Rambam says klar that you chayev for each one separately. He says like this. This parakeet at the same Rambam we spoke about last week. Eishes Ish savo shemeis bayla v'nisis l'kama anoshim chayev al kol achas v'achas mehem. Over there, it's one shkaga, but the teretz, as we say, each bia is separate. So if we look at each malacha as a separate malacha, so why don't you bring separate kabbonis for each malacha? Who cares that you made one mistake? Just like the isha. And that's why we brought in this unbelievable mechudish dike minchas chinuch, because it is kasher minchas chinuch, he changes the world. It's a new world. Minchas chinuch opened up a new world for us. Mamish, a new world in Hilchos Shabbos. Which, by the way, I showed somebody last week after the shit. There's a shita mukubetzes on our daf that says klor not like him. That says klor. That if you had a shigigah Shabbos and you did ksir and tchin, it's not mitzvah. But Abba Zazay said that's what the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says here, din zeh de chiluk malachas nafkalei mikro, vi lav kro, yukol amatas malachas achad. He says, and therefore, he says, all the malachas would be one. He therefore says that if a person goes ahead, zdoi malachas v'shigra shabbos, ein echayv ala achas, ki havi shem echod bemes. It's one shem, it's one malach. And then he goes on to say his chiddush. Im kotzak kachatzi goygis, ותוכן כחצי גרס, אין איכה עברה כיכן דאבי בי שמס, אין מצטרפן. אבל אם הוי השיגר השבס, if you made a mistake, you thought it was Shabbos, you didn't think it was Shabbos, and you cut a half a shear, and you grinded a half a shear, you'll bring a chattas. That's the psak of the Minchas Chinuch. As a paskin there. Tremendous chiddush. Now if you look here in the Shita Mukubetzes, by us in our sugya, he says clearly, look at, turn to Zayin Amud Beis, look at Ois Chavov, clearly not like the Milchas Chinuch. My Komo Tanya Chaya B'Shigah Shabbos is doing Melachos, kiven the medam and Shabbos legufen, and Melachos chalukos hechem etzdarfe. For chatzi shir ktsira, for chatzi shir tchina, loy mitzdarfe afilu b'shigga Shabbos. Mamish, black and white, not like the Minchas Chinuch. It's fascinating. It says klor. But you see, interesting, that the Shita Mukubetzes alludes to this possibility. He just says it's not like that. So in a way, you could use this Minchas Chinuch. Clear the Shita Mukubetzes is a raya, not like the Minchas Chinuch. But you can justify his thinking. Because you see the Shita Mukubetzes saying, you would think that maybe. He says, you're not. It's not Mitztarif, afilu. And the pshat in the Shita is loy motzonu b'kol ha-shas, that there should be a tzirah from two malachas. Half a malach here, half a malach there. So the Minchas Chinuch, simple, you got it? You know, you saw the Shita. So the bottom line is that there has to be some kind of clarity. On the other hand, if you're not going to say a chiddush, we have a big problem. I mean, the Minchas Chinuch was driven to his chiddush. He said his chiddush because trying to get out of this mess. Because the Ritva himself says clearly, the Ritva leads us in that direction. The Ritva and the Tosfos Rit, all the Rishayim that we spoke about, they ask the same question. They ask, what's going on here? If each malacha is a separate malacha, so you chayev for each one separately. And if it all goes under leisasa kol malacha, so it's leisasa kol malacha. Period. Okay. So how do we get around these problems? So I want to be mazbit to you what I think is like this. Rashi, we have Rashi explains the reason why each Shabbos is viewed separately. both in Guf and Chalukas, and when the Gemara says Yediyah, the knowledge in between the days, it's a Yediyah. So Rashi seems to say, because Mistama you knew. Remember we had that Rashi's Lashon. Probably you found out. So what does that mean? You probably, it's not Chayach, you didn't, what do you mean it's not Chayach? You didn't find out. It's a Messias. And some ask on Rashi, that even if you would have found out, it's not a Yediyah Chiyuv, which we discussed last week, also, we discussed Sunday. Even if you would find out, what would it do? It doesn't do anything. Because not a Yediyah Chiyuv. If you remember, we had that Sunday. So, I think the way here to get some clarity is like this. And this woman may explain to us also our Mishnah, Pshatova, what it means, Tetzos Harbe. Why is Tetzos Harbe? What's the Chum of Tetzos Harbe? Shabbos, yesh boi Tetzos Harbe. So you could say it's like this. Really, the Chatos comes for a Shkoga. And we brought many, many riyas to this. One of the biggest riyas is that if you do the same Avera 20 times, and you remember in between, you have to bring for each one a separate Chatos. Because you had separate Shkogas. If you did the same Chet again and again and again, and you had a knowledge in between, you are chayiv separately. And the only explanation is because now we view it as a new shkoga, new chet. It's another one. Now you have another one. Each one is a new one. So shkoga definitely triggers the chayiv chatas. It's definitely a game changer. We even discussed, maybe that's the ikir. We spoke about this. Is that the ikir? Is the chet the ikir? Is both the ikir? But definitely the shkoga plays a significant role in the trigger of Chiyuv Chatos. Now we have like this. The Torah came, let's first talk about Shabbos. The Torah came by Shabbos. They ask on Rashi, Rashi says that the reason why the days in between count, because Mistama you found out, Mistama you found out, first of all, what happens if you didn't find out? Second of all, if you didn't know you did a chet, it shouldn't make a difference. If you found out, it shouldn't make a difference. We brought Rias from the Sugi and Shabbos, Ketzira Gereres Ketzira, that if one Shabbos you made, first you forgot it was Shabbos, and you did a Malacha. Then you remembered it was Shabbos, but you forgot the Malacha. It all connects, because you didn't have a Yediyah Chet in the middle. So the Shabbos is like this. Really, Rashi is very difficult. Because there's a separate Pasuk from which we learn that Shabbos is Mechalkin. And Yediyah should be in a time of Yediyah. It's a separate Pasuk. The Shomu V'nei Yisos and Shabbos. The Gemara brings a pasuk, it's a drasha. And Rashi himself brings down this drasha. And they ask, according to Rashi, that says that Mistama you had a Yediyah in the middle, what's the pasuk for? What do you need to show moving in? What do you need a separate pasuk to separate the Shabbosos? I thought it's based on that probably you found out. You can say it's like this. If a person does the same chet 20 times, Halach is if he had one shkaga, brings one chatas. That's all. Why? Because it was one shkaga. One shkaga. Now, if he does 20 different averas, he has to bring 20 chatas. Why? Because we say each avera that you did was a separate mistake. It's not one mistake. It's separate. It's a shkaga on this chet, shkaga on that chet. Each chet is a separate shkaga. By the fact that it's a different chet, by definition, it's a different shkaga. Now, when the Torah came in, now somebody was shechech ikur Shabbos. Well, better okay, the case. Let's go to the case, the easier case. He forgot that it was Shabbos. Forgot that it was Shabbos. The Gemara says now you have days in the middle. Yeah. So now we have two ways to look at it. We could look at it. Listen, the guy forgot that it was Shabbos, and the emes is he stayed with that machshav. He forgot it was Shabbos, and now. Face, he thought it was Monday. He didn't know what day it was. And he stayed with that. The next week, he again thought it was Monday. Why shouldn't he think it's Monday? Nothing changed. He Vaita thought it was Monday. And the following Monday, Vaita thought it. Every time he thought it was Monday. Now, Pashtus, what would we say? This is one forgetting. It's one forgetting. He didn't have a new separate forgetting. He lost count of the days. And now he's going on with his mistake. Like you see a lot of people in life make one mistake and they stay with it. And then everything else they do, which is crazy, is tied up to that one mistake. But they never fixed it. They're living in the same mistake. I see that all the time. One mistake, and then you could either ask 1,000 kashas on a guy, or you could say, no, it's really just one kasha. That never got it out. He's still with the same thing. Right? So you could look at it, listen, the guy miscounted, he has one mistake. He miscounted the days. And now, yes, of course, every week he's going to make the same mistake. I can't, more weeks that go by, the more he becomes sure that this is Shabbos. The first Shabbos he was thinking, is it? This is not, I think it is. The next Shabbos he's sure it's Shabbos. Over Vishon and Asas like a Heta. You know the Chassidus Shavuot. Also Vishon and Asas like a Mitzvah. The Gemara says, over Vishon and Asas like a Heta. So the Chassidim say, over Vishon and Asas like a Mitzvah. I heard about years ago from B'Shem of Chaim Volozhin, then I saw it's really a Baal Shem Tov. It says, Vatirish Kutzeim Vesgululayim, Eitz Vo'evin, Kesef Vizor Vashalayim. Pashtus is talking about Avodah Zorah. That different types of Avodah Zorahs. They have stone, they have all different types. Talk to Baal Shem Nen. Vatiru. When you first see the Avodah Zorah, you come in, Shkutzeim Vigilulayim, it's disgusting. You see it the second time. Eitz Vo'evin, Mishkefelach. The third time already, Kesef is Ova Shalim. It's the same thing you're looking at. The third time you look at it, it's already, it's promoted to Kesef is Ova Shalim. So I said, the guy by the time he's holding by the third Shabbos, he's making Kiddush. The first Shabbos he made Kiddush like with a Chatzi Kavon. The third Shabbos, the Shabbos he's put on the Shlem. It's Shabbos. Comes the Torah, and the Torah says, Vishomu v'nei Yisrael Shabbos. Vishomu v'nei Yisrael Shabbos, the Torah was Megala. That each Shabbos, he has a chiyuv to find out whether it's Shabbos. He has a chiyuv to check. So the Torah created a new shkoga by saying the Shomu v'nei Yisrael Shabbos. And now we could say that you could find out. Mistama, you could find out. In a whole week, you could find out about your error. So Rashi's mistama is only there after the Torah was mechayev. It answers Rashi. After there's a Vishomru, now we start scrutinizing by you. Hey, one second, why didn't you find out? It's time you could have found out. But primarily it's the Vishomru. So what the Torah basically did by Shabbos is the Torah took something which could have been one Shkoga, and the Torah increased it. Now let's look at Chil Shabbos. So that's Chumra number one. That the Torah did by Shabbos. The Torah didn't have to do that. If the Torah wouldn't have given me Vishom of Nesla on Shabbos, you would be able to say Shigra Shabbos could be Mamisha, it could be a honeymoon, it could go like that forever. The Torah says no. Now, let's go to Melachas. For that, the Menchas Chinuch is Eisengerecht. He's 100% right. The Ritva says like him. The first part of Menchas Chinuch everybody agrees with, which is that if we would not have a Pasuk, if we wouldn't have a Pasuk to say that the 39 of us Melachas are separate, we would say, listen, the guy's making one mistake, always. Loisasako malacha. It's one lav. The lav is loisasako malacha. That's all. Period. But what happened? The Torah came, and the Torah said, you know what? We're just like we were mechadash of Hashemu v'nei Yisrael Shabbos. We're putting in like a vishamru between each malacha and malacha. We're holding you responsible for the knowledge of each malacha. And memela, after we're holding you responsible, now it bribes a separate shkoka. So the Torah, in other words, the Torah multiplied the shkogas. So I'm not going like the Mechas Chinuch, the tremendous chiddush that he says. We'll bring it down to a more pashat level. Pashat level is that the Torah itself multiplied the Hashgachas, Achas, Shein, Heine, Heine, Shein, Achas. The Torah said, we consider these Malachas, even though they're all part of Leisasako Malacha. Of course, they're not, the Shir, not Mitzarev, that I hold, no Havamin is Mitzarev. It's not Mitzarev because you have to have a Maisa Malacha. If you don't have a Shir, you don't have a Maisa Malacha. That's, B'chlal, I don't hear that, but that's separate. Like the Shita says, you need a Shir of each Malacha, that's for sure. But besides for that, the shear is something else. But why don't we treat it like one avera? Person made it, did one avera. The fact is that that's what he is. The avera that he was over wasn't harisha. It was loisasek omloch. That's taka the truth. That's not very Nehizayva. So why didn't we treat it just like one big mistake? Because the Torah was Machadish, that even though you could look at it like one mistake, and in Kol HaTorah Kula, if you were over Avera this way and that way, you moved your nose this way and you moved your nose that, we would say it's all one Avera. Here the Torah decided to break up the Shkogas. That's what Rebbe Lezer told Rebbe Kiva. Now the Mishnah makes sense. Poshet Af Yomi, the Mishnah makes sense. Because I think Sheyesh Boi Toitsois Harbe, I asked, what's the Chumrah? Dos Alein is the Chumrah. The fact that the Torah broke it up to Malachas, Rashi doesn't mean that they are Malachas. The fact that the Torah considered each Malach a separate Shkogah shows that the Torah was multiplying the Chiyuvei Chatois by Shabbos. That's good for the Pshat and the Malacha. Kol Malach or Malacha is viewed as a separate Chiyuv Chatos. That didn't have to be that way. There was a separate Gezeres HaKosov. Multiple Shabbosos didn't have to be that way. But the Torah said Vishomu Bnei Israel. The Torah went and took every element of Shabbos that could be separated, and the Torah said the Chiyuv Chatos. That's what the Torah. That was Rebbe Lezer's Kal Vachomer. If he was what?
He forgot about Shabbos. He didn't know Shabbos today, and he did Malachos Harbe.
So that's the there's Gzeres HaKosov. Acha Shein Heino. Heino Shein Achas. It's all Psukim. The Torah says sometimes he's Chayev 1, and sometimes he's Chayev 39. Really, he should always only be Chayev 1, because it's Leisasa Kol Malach. Because really what he did was, he B'Shogeg was over the lav of Leisasa Kol Malach. But the Torah went and said, you know what? Even though you only did a Shkoga on one Avera, the Avera is Leisasa Kol Malach. But since you did the Avera in these different Tetzois, you did the Avera, and that's what Tetzois means. Tetzois is an outcome. Tetzois is not the... It's not a step. Shabbos yesh po Yisurim Harbe. Yisurim Harbe wouldn't even be a Chumrah. Lagabi this Shaila. Lagabi the Shaila at hand, Yisurim wouldn't be a Chumrah. Toitzois mean, it's really one Issa. And in one Issa, the Torah made it into a bunch of Toitzois. That means we see that the Torah went out of its way by Shabbos and multiplied the Chiyuv Echatois. That's the point. The Torah multiplied the Chiyuv Echatois. And so Mela, when the Torah gave us all these different ways to be Mechal Shabbos, those were new opportunities to have new Shkogos. So if that's the case, Zichah, you should be Chayev. Rebbe Kiva had a Shaila. If you're being over the Malacha this way, you're being over the Malacha that way, should you, how do we treat it? Is this, do we look at it like one Malacha? The answer is, the Malachas themselves really should have been one. But the Torah said, since they're separate tzois, each one is another opportunity of a shkoga. And the Mela, that was Rebbe Kiva Shaila. So Rebbe Lezer told him, Kol Shekein. By Nida, the Torah was, if you have Guf and Chalukas, you have a Svar. He wasn't saying that this is better than Guf and Chalukas. He was just saying, by Nida, where the Torah didn't try to multiply the shkogas. Still in all, if you have a Mechalik, you chai for each shkoga separately. So Shabbos, where that's the whole nature of the Chefts of Shabbos. The Torah broke it up to as many shgogas as possible. So this really, I hold, is the key to understand. Pasha the Mishnah, I hold you can't learn the Mishnah without this. Pshat Mishnah, Pasha doesn't go. Okay, we'll stop it.